Digvijay Pandit. And he came. And he came into the court and he saw, this is who I'm debating? Two children? What is this? So he began to present his arguments. And Harinam and Ramakrishna began to meditate on the lotus feet of Narottam Das and Ramchandra Kaviraj, praying for their mercy. And on the basis of their mercy, completely tore to pieces all the arguments of Murari and established Vaishnava philosophy. And the father and everybody in the village was watching and they were shocked. Murari was speechless. He said, this Vaishnava philosophy is very good. There's nothing I can do. And he was defeated so severely, he was so embarrassed that he gave away all his wealth, he gave away all his prestige, and he became a beggar. Murari, the great pundit, became a beggar. He was humiliated so much by these two children. And the father then did not know what to do. So he just began to pray to the goddess Durga to save him and to save his children from becoming Hare Krishnas. Save them from the Hare Krishnas. That night, Durga Devi appeared to him in a dream with her sword in hand. And she said that this worship of so many gods for material enjoyment is all illusion. That Krishna is my Lord. And he is worshipable by me. And the only person that is pleasing to me is those who surrender their lives to my master, Krishna. And Narottam Das Thakur is the greatest acharya and Vaishnav devotee of Krishna. And even I worship him. And you have made so many offenses against him. She said, if you do not fall at his feet and beg forgiveness and become his devotee, I will destroy you by severing your head with my sword. This is my word. And then she disappeared. So the father of Harinam and Ramakrishna surrendered to Narottam Das Thakur. Meanwhile, living nearby on the bank of the Ganges, there was the most learned of all Brahmins, who was so highly respected, who had so many students. His name was Ganga Narayan Chakravarti. And he was watching all this. What is all this? This little Harinam and Ramakrishna all of a sudden shaved up, Sika, Tilak, Kantimala, Japamala, dancing and chanting. What is this? They're Brahmins. And he saw how Murari, the biggest Digvijay pundit of Mithila, was totally defeated by these two little children. And then he saw how the father, who was such a terrible, materialistic Shakta worshipper, he became a devotee of Narottam Das. He was thinking, who is this Narottam Das Thakur? What is his power? What is this Vaishnavism? He must be supreme. So Ganga Narayan Bhattacharya, who was respected by everyone, he was meditating in this way, and in his heart he began to offer prayers to Narottam Das Thakur. He was praying that I surrender my life to you. Please forgive me for my offenses. I am so proud and so intoxicated by my learning. Let me just be the humble servant of your servants. And that night, he had a dream. And Narottam Das Thakur appeared to him in a beautiful, splendorous, golden form and told him, tomorrow I will come to give you my mercy on the bank of the Ganges. So the next day, Ganga Narayan Chakravarti performed his morning duties, and then he went to the Ganges. And while he was there, who was there bathing? Little Harinam and Ramakrishna. And he was asked, Ganga Narayan was asking them about their Guru Maharaj. And they were saying, you come to our temple, the temple of Gaura Vishnu Priya, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. You come and you meet our Guru Maharaj. But just at that moment, Narottam and his devotees started coming. Our Guru is coming just now. And Ganga Narayan Chakravarti fell at the feet of Narottam Das Thakur and surrendered his life to him. And as he was weeping and crying in obeisances before Narottam, Narottam was actually not a Brahmin by birth. He was a Kayasta. And in Bengal, Kayastas are considered Shudras. And the smarta Brahmins cannot conceive that anyone except a Brahmin is qualified to be a guru or is qualified to be a teacher. So they were very disturbed by Narottam Das Thakur. So Narottam said to Ganga Narayan Chakravarti that you are the most learned Brahmin. What are all the other Brahmins going to say if you are falling at my feet and worshipping me? Ganga Narayan Chakravarti said the smarter Brahmins are in illusion. They are on the bodily concept of life. The only hope in salvation for anyone is such a great Vaishnav who has taken shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Narottam embraced him and brought him back to the temple and gave him initiation. Meanwhile, when the caste Brahmin community saw that Ganga Narayan Chakravarti had taken initiation from Narottam Das Thakur, they were outraged. How could a Shudra initiate a Brahmin? This is totally against all Vedic principles. Should I continue? Sorry, it's becoming late. But Hare Krishna, Radha Gopinath. Some of the caste Brahmins were thinking that their professions were at stake. Their livelihood was being disturbed because the only qualifications they had was that they were born in Brahmin families. And if Narottam Das Thakur is teaching that anyone could be a spiritual master if he knows the science of Krishna, as Lord Chaitanya has taught, Yare Deka Tarikaha Krishna Upadesha Maragoy Guruho Tare Desh, then what will happen to them? So they were challenging in so many ways. And then they went to the king. The local king, his name was Raj Narasingha, and he was a very pious man. And they said to him that this Narottam is a Sudra, and he is destroying Brahminical culture. He's going against the tenets of the Vedas, and as the king, it is your duty to protect the Brahmins. He must be stopped. So Raj Narasingha wrote a letter to Narottam Das Thakur and said, why are you destroying the Brahminical culture? And Narottam Das Thakur wrote a letter back, which was very humble and very sweet, but filled with scriptural evidence that a real Brahmin is not by birth but by quality, and one who surrenders to Krishna is fit to initiate anyone into the perfection of life. Aho bata swapa choto gariyam yajjiva grevaratiti namatubyam. Even if one is a dog eater, if he is a devotee of Krishna chanting the holy names purely, he can be guru for the whole world. But a Brahmin who is not such a devotee cannot even deliver himself, what to speak of anyone else. So it was a very convincing letter. And Raj Narasingha was very pleased to receive it. And he showed it to the pandits. And they were even more outraged. They said, it is your duty as king to stop this rascal. So they decided to have a procession with the greatest royal pandits to go to Keturigram to defeat Narottam Das Thakur And Raj Narasingha himself was convinced to go along with them. So the procession was coming. And some people from a local village came to Narottam Das Thakur and his associates and said, "This is what's happening. The great Digvijay Pandit Roop Narayan, who was defeated by Jiva Goswami at one time in Vrindavan, he is also with Raj Narasingha. And all these great scholars, they've come to defeat everyone in Ketarigram." So Ganga Narayan Chakravarti and Ramchandra Kaviraj made a plan. Very sublime plan. They both put on the garments of simple workers. And Ramchandra Kaviraj and Ganga Narayan Chakravarti, one of them sat on the ground with some little clay pots to take the role of a pottery salesman, just making clay pots and selling. And the other was sitting there with betel nuts and pan leaves as betel nut panwala. Ah, very, very low-class jobs by caste standards. So they were sitting on the side of the road, and here comes this grand procession. And of course, they were thirsty. They needed some pots for water. They needed some pots for cooking. And all these royal people like to chew pan and betel nuts. So they came and stopped. And as they were buying, these two walas began to speak in perfect Sanskrit. Have you ever bought a clay pot from someone who's telling you how much money in perfect Sanskrit? For a pan leaf? So these scholars were thinking, what is this? How do you know such perfect Sanskrit? They said, "Oh, we are from Ketarigram, the place of Narottam Das Thakur." "Ah, Narottam Das Thakur, he's all nonsense." And they started blaspheming Narottam Das Thakur. And the panwala and what is it called? Patwala. I don't know. But they defeated all of them in argument, and then the bigger pundits came. And Raj Narayan and Raj Narasingha Maharaj and Roop Narayan, the biggest pundit, they were sitting there seeing all this commotion around these two little sellers. They said, "Let us go see what this is." And they saw that right before their eyes, they were being defeated. So Raj Narasingha said, "Roop Narayan, you better help them." So Roop Narayan came in, and they completely, on the basis of Shastra and authoritative scriptural evidence, destroyed all of Roop Narayan's arguments. And Raj Narasingha looked at all the pundits and all the smart Brahmins and caste Brahmins assembled and said, "If the betel nut wala and the clay pot seller, if the disciples of Narottam Das Thakur in this category can defeat you, how do you think you're going to defeat Narottam Das Thakur? It will be more honorable we just go and surrender." So they all went and surrendered. And they all took initiation from Narottam Das Thakur and began to follow his instructions, to follow Mahaprabhu's teachings of the congregational chanting of the holy name. In this way, Srila Narottam Das Thakur's influence and fame spread in all directions. And he wrote many beautiful, beautiful poems and songs. Two wonderful literatures that are most prominent were the Prarthana and Prema Bhakti Chandrika. And within these two anthologies of beautiful songs and prayers are contained most of the wonderful bhajans that Gaudiya Vaishnavas to this very day are very fond of singing. The beautiful prose that was composed by Narottam Das Thakur transformed the hearts of devotees all over India. And it was accepted that Srila Narottam Das Thakur is the very embodiment, the personification of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pure love of God and his mercy to the whole world. Our own beloved spiritual master, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, was most fond of singing the wonderful songs of Narottam Das Thakur. And there are many, many tapes of Srila Prabhupada absorbed in the deepest moods of love of Krishna and Sri Radharani and Gauranga Mahaprabhu as he's singing the wonderful prayers written by Srila Thakur Narottam Das. Srila Prabhupada told us that Narottam Das Thakur, although his prayers are written in very simple Bengali language, they contain all the conclusions and essence of all the Vedic literatures. They are non-different than the Vedas. Narottam Das Thakur is one of the most worshipped and remembered acharyas. He lived his life singing, dancing, serving the Vaishnavas, and compassionately transforming the hearts of hundreds and thousands, millions of conditioned souls. And to this day, his influence through his songs and his devotees are going on. Such great souls as Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baladev, Vidyabhushan, came in the line of Narottam Das Thakur's disciples. And on the inspiration of Narottam Das Thakur, they have given us so many rich, deep spiritual literatures and spiritual examples. As the years went by, it came to that fateful day when it was learned that Ramchandra Kaviraj had left his body. And his Guru Maharaj, Srinivasacharya, was immersed in such separation from Ramchandra Kaviraj that soon after that, Srinivasacharya disappeared from the world. And when Narottam Das Thakur heard that his two most intimate associates and loving friends, Ramchandra Kaviraj and Srinivas, had left this world, he composed the beautiful song of the prayers to the departed Vaishnavas. Jaya Nilo Prema Dana. If there is a songbook, we will sing that. Narottam Das Thakur had received the message from the Supreme Personality of Godhead that it was also his time to make the final chapter of his earthly lila. So it is explained that Narottam Das Thakur, one time he was with his devotees, he was simply weeping and crying in separation from the Lord and his devotees. And he went into a trance for 3 days. Narottam Das Thakur would go into these trances. When he was living in Vrindavan, under the care of Srila Jiva Goswami, Srimati Radharani herself appeared to Narottam Das Thakur and told him that you should assist my friend Sakhi Champaklata in boiling milk to make preparations for me to offer Krishna, making kheer. So in his original body of Vilas Manjari in Goloka Vrindavan, he was in his meditation boiling milk for Champaklata to offer to Srimati Radharani, to offer to Krishna. But the milk began to boil over. So in great haste, with her bare hands, she took the milk off the pot. But her hands became burnt. And when Narottam Das Thakur came out of the meditation, his hands were burnt. So he wrapped his hands up with cloth so no one would see. Devotees do not like to manifest their elevated position. It's not that he was going showing everyone, look. He was trying to hide it from everyone. But Jiva Goswami saw the burns in his hands. He understood that you were boiling milk for Srimati Radharani and you burned your hands taking it off. And in fact, everyone in Vrindavan understood. Ah, he's hiding, but we know. This is his lila. This is his elevated position. So years later, on the bank of the river Ganga, he was in the trance of separation from the Lord's devotees for 3 days. And then all the symptoms of his life ceased. By material standards, he was dead. So his disciples were weeping and crying, and they built a funeral pyre for him with wood. And they went to place his body on the wood. And then the caste Brahmins, they began to blaspheme him. And they began to blaspheme Ganga Narayan, Bhat Chakravarti and all others. That, just see, he was a Sudra who has made such offenses against Brahminical culture. Now he's dead. So many terrible words. And Ganga Narayan he had so much love for his Guru Maharaj, he began to pray to Narottam Das, please come back. Do not allow this last chapter to end in insults against you. So on the basis of his prayer, right on the funeral pile, right in front of all the caste Brahmins who were blaspheming and insulting him, all of a sudden, his body started glowing in a golden effulgence and a beautiful Brahmin thread manifest, a golden Brahmin thread manifest around his body, and he came back to life. As the Christians would say, he rose from the dead. And when the Brahmins saw this, all the caste Brahmins present surrendered to his lotus feet and became his disciples, as he instructed them in the true essence of Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy. But sometime later, it was Narottam Das Thakur's desire to return to the spiritual world. So he called Ganga Narayan Chakravarti, Jagannath Acharya, and several other of his followers, and told them, let us go to the river Ganges. And they went to the Ganges, and he exclaimed, let us have loud chanting of the holy names of Krishna. And as the kirtan was becoming more and more ecstatic in devotion, Narottam Das Thakur asked his principal followers to take the water of the Ganges in their hands and pour it over his body while he was standing in the Ganges. And they began to do like this. And as they were pouring the water over his body, as the Ganges water was touching his body, his body began to melt. It began to melt into a liquid form like milk and enter into the Ganges merging. And the devotees, they could not bear seeing this. But at the same time, it was their Guru Maharaj's will, it was his order. They had to continue to do this abhishek of bathing him until his body disappeared and merged in the Ganges. And Srila Ganga Narayan Chakravarti took that water that his body transformed into, that milk and water mixture, and put it in a pot and made a beautiful samadhi for Srila Narottam Das Thakur. In this way, we have heard just one drop from the unlimited ocean of the glories of the great Vaishnavacharya, who to this very day we are remembering and receiving his blessings. Srila Prabhupada taught us that every day we worship him, the founder Acharya of our movement, in Guru Puja. Guru Puja is such an important part of our spiritual lives because it is yasya prasada bhagavat prasada yasya prasada nagati kutopi. We can only approach Krishna through the blessings of our spiritual master. Worship of the spiritual master is the heart and soul of a devotee. We worship the spiritual master by following his instructions and by trying to please him in every possible way, and giving up everything that is outside or contrary to his will. This is the nature of a true disciple. So Srila Prabhupada taught us to begin our days by having this wonderful Guru Puja, in which we sing the beautiful prayer written by Narottam Das Thakur, Shri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Ananda Kanda. Why? Because this song very particularly grasps the essence of Guru Tattva. There may be volumes and volumes and volumes and volumes of books about what is Guru Tattva, but it is all contained in the sweetest, most beautiful essence in this one prayer. And any of these wonderful prayers or bhajans of Narottam Das Thakur, if you just sing it sincerely and carefully study its content, you will be empowered to be able to defeat any opposition anywhere. And you will understand the true essence of Krishna consciousness. And therefore, throughout Srila Prabhupada's books, he's very fond of quoting Narottam Das Thakur. Chariya Vaishnava Seva Nistarapai Chekeva. Again and again he quotes this beautiful prayer of Narottam Das Thakur, that no one has ever nor ever will be a devotee of Krishna without becoming the servant of the Vaishnavas. So let us always worship the lotus feet of the great souls. By hearing and chanting their glories and becoming the servant of the servant of their servants. At this time, I invite you all to chant with me. On the disappearance day of Srila Narottam Das Thakur, the song that he composed himself in separation from the Lord's devotees. It is entitled Lamentation Due to Separation from the Lord and His Associates, from Prarthana. Is there other songbooks for guests? The translation is That personality who delivered the treasure of prema bhakti, who was so intense with compassion, where is such a personality to be found as Srinivas Acharya? Where are the saviors of the fallen souls? Where is my Swarup Damodar? And where are Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami? Where is Raghunath Das to be found? Where are my Raghunath Bhatta and Gopal Bhatta Goswamis? Where am I to find Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj now? All at once they have gone to join Lord Gauranga, the great dancer, to reach such a perfect personality as Lord Chaitanya. I can only break my head against the stone in the anguish of separation. They have all gone off together in their own lila. Narottam Das Thakur says, unable to obtain their association, I must simply weep. Jaya nilo prema dana karuna pracho. Jaya nilo prema dana karuna pracho. Jaya nilo prema dana karuna pracho. Heno prabhu kotha gela acharya thakur. Heno prabhu kotha gela acharya thakur. Kaha mora swarup rupa kaha sanatana. Kaha mora swarup rupa kaha sanatana. Kaha dasa raghu napa patita bhava. Kaha mora bhata yuga kaha kavira. Kaha kavira ja. Kaha mora bhata yuga kaha kavira ja.
ekakole kota gela koronatara. Ekakole kota gela koronatara. Ne kuti bo mata anale pasivo. Asha ne kuti bo mata anale pasivo. Gauranga gunera niri kota gele pavo. Gauranga gunera niri kota gele pavo. Sabasangira sange jikoi lovila. Sabasangira sange jikoi lovila. Se sangana paya kande narotamoda. Se sangana paya kande narotamoda. Nilo premadana karuna pracho. Jeha nilo premadana karuna pracho. Prabhu kota gela achaya thaku. Eno Prabhu kota gela achaya thaku. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jai Jai Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada.
Shri Prabhupada ki, Ananti Kori Vaishnava Vrinda ki.